With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio. And let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against the backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey y'all, welcome back.
Hey babies.
How's how's it going?
It's going pretty well. How about for you?
It's going great.
What's tea? How's your weekend?
Weekend's good. What happened this weekend?
Chapter business.
Oh yeah, chapter business all day yesterday.
Yeah.
It's raining again here in LA.
Black College Expo. 20th anniversary.
Oh yeah, we did. We went to the Black College Expo.
Yeah. Y'all, they tried to get us up there to volunteer and do a stroll and a step. I'm like, this wasn't in the contract.
They almost had us. They almost had us up there strolling.
Girl. But I had to brush up on my skills real quick. I'm like, not prepared. Not prepared to hit traditional.
Germany was nervous.
Because I don't do stuff like that.
She was acting like we were about to stomp the yard, girl.
Child. Girl.
Child.
I ain't been a Neo in a long
7 years. Our Occaversary is tomorrow. Skiwi.
Yeah, it's been a long time. So, shit, I was like, a girl don't want to get up there and stroll in front of all these kids.
They would
if
have
it was
loved
just
it.
casual, fine. But on the stage, changes the dynamic.
God.
But yeah, they almost got us, y'all. So we went to volunteer from 1 to 3. Didn't leave until 4.
Yeah.
But overall.
Service
to all mankind. Okay. But it was good to
see the kids. Kids were getting accepted on the spot there. Yeah. That's always great.
Still being excited and encouraged to go to college. So that part was fun. Mm-hmm. They were giving away money. So it was a good time. Black College Expo. I told you that used to be a vibe. I was talking to Brett about the Black College Expo.
And he
was like, yeah, niggas used to be up in there trying to get bitches. Wasn't nobody going to college.
God.
Well, he was going when he was like in 11th grade. I used to go with my mom. So she took us and we were way younger. But yeah, it used to be a thing, you know.
A thing.
A thing for the city. So everybody know Black College Expo. So it was a good time yesterday. Glad we went.
Yes.
Did our little duty.
New week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
Yeah. So speaking of college and Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated.
Bring it all around.
Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated is donating $1.6 million to HBCUs during this month of Black History.
Okay.
So shout out to the sororities.
Target one, huh?
Love that our money is going to something great.
Yeah.
Because it ain't cheap to pay to be a member, an active financial.
No.
Member.
It isn't.
So there's a whole fund where they're going to be donating $10 million across 96 accredited HBCUs over the next 4 years. So the $1.6 million is just for this month. So the money's bumming in and going out.
Yeah, Ethel would be proud.
Yes, 32 of the presidents are going to be flown to the headquarters in Chicago. Prayers for you all with those temperatures.
Man,
for real.
It's lightened up. It was just a couple days.
Prayers. The headquarters were shut down.
Yeah. The stores were not hitting.
When they're back up and running, they're going to fly out the presidents of 32 HBCUs, and they're going to receive their quint.
That's awesome. You see, we strive and we do.
We do.
So
things that are worthwhile.
Yeah. Shut up. So
else we got going?
On to some other news. Okay, well, we'll save the we're going to go best, better, just bad.
Best, better, bottom.
Yeah.
That's best, the better, order. Bottom. Okay.
Best, better, bottom.
So better.
So better is the tea that Beyonce and Jay-Z, the vegan challenge, right?
Oh, yeah.
So is this real?
It's real, girl. I already signed up. All you have to do to enter this. So tell them the deets.
Okay. So essentially, Jay-Z and Beyonce are offering free concert tickets for life. All you have to do is go online, sign up at their Green Print Project, and pledge to eat more plant-based meals. So tickets are limited to one concert per tour for up to 30 years.
Yes. So all you do.
Why didn't you sign me up?
You can still sign up, sis. I thought you might have signed yourself up. I mean, you're already vegan, so that ain't no problem.
I thought it was more like a joke. People were tagging me in the Shade Room post, and I'm like.
Don't worry, that's hilarious.
When Charlene said, teach me your ways. Ooh, excuse me. So when Charlene said, teach me your ways, I'm like,
So this is how it works. You saw the photo. Well, I don't know if you've seen them, but like Kelly posted that she'll be eating plant-based for breakfast. Miss Tina said that she'll be eating plant-based on Mondays, no meat on Mondays. So there's different options. Like you can select, I'll eat plant-based during the week. I'll eat plant-based on the weekends. I'll do the breakfast or whatever, the meatless Monday. And then you just put in your email. And you're signed up. It's not like they're going to be, you have to send them photos of your meals or say, hey, here's my plant-based meal. So people can technically be lying. But the goal is to get people to be more plant-based.
Which is.
Over the course of time. That's why they get the tickets for 30 years.
Well, I'm going to be signing up
so
today.
I signed up and I pledged that I'll eat plant-based during the week.
Okay. Little freedom, wiggle room there.
On the weekends. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because usually it's the hardest when I'm out.
Yeah, and that's good. Balance.
Yeah.
Life is about balance. And we've talked about this all the time when we speak about plant-based and just life choices. It's just about balance. If you are not the kind of person who wants to eat a certain way all the time, then don't. Find out what works for you. So meatless Monday, tofu Tuesday, whatever you want to do. But yeah, I'm going to sign up too. That's going to be fun. So, bottom.
Bottom. Bottom of the barrel.
bottom of the barrel tea. Here you go. Share with the girls.
So if you were following the Shade Room or just tapped in to what's happening on in pop culture, Bow Wow and his ex, Kiyomi, were arrested for assault and battery, right? They both were arrested. Yeah. But apparently she's the one who was the aggressor. She attacked him with a lamp.
Yes, she did.
And he suffered multiple. This is not funny. It's not cool. Because if it was the other way around, Bow Wow would be ready dragged. Dragging him.
Yeah. Oh.
So it's not fair.
And I was just about to say, you know the girls, we get busy. But I don't want to get busy.
Yeah, she picked up a lamp, bashed his face. He has multiple injuries, including a gash in his neck and side and bruised ribs. So we don't know what caused this incident. How
allegedly, they're saying because he was going to Atlanta for the Super Bowl festivities and wasn't taking the girl with him.
Oh, I thought he lived there for some. I thought he lived in the ATL, Shoddy.
Maybe he's there. I don't know. I thought he lived here with his daughter. Don't he see his daughter all the time?
She visits. Okay. We don't know where he lives, but whatever the case, that's not cool.
Yeah, he was going to partake in the Super Bowl activities that are transpiring now in Atlanta right now today. Mm-hmm. Or if you listen to this Tuesday.
This weekend.
And she wasn't. Let me take this gun out of my mouth.
I put mine under my tongue.
Ghetto. And she wasn't able to join. So that's where the fruit feud starts, the riffraff. You know, we do the automatic plus one. You have no options.
You going, I'm going, and we going.
Yeah, together.
It's a we-tivity.
Yeah, we-tivity. So that's where the phone starts, but we can't be doing that. We got to be better, girls.
Yeah, women, don't put your hands on men. Men, don't put your hands on women. We all have to keep our hands to ourselves because it's not okay either way it goes. Because for sure, if he would have beat her face then with the lamp, dead. He would've.
Yeah, Chris Brown. At that point, Chris Brown.
Yeah.
We're done. And I like Chris, but I don't even want to get into it.
We guess not.
Yeah. Sorry. So Bow Wow and Kiyomi, do better.
Period.
Whole crew. Okay. Speaking of doing better.
Doing better.
This is the time of the episode where we have to remind you
that we encourage you to.
You play a part here, okay?
Major.
We're giving the content, but you have to be an active participant in this exchange. This is a relationship,
this
gal.
This is a Super Bowl.
Yeah. We got to do our part. So we communicate and we stress the fact that this is an ecosystem. You girls hear us supporting the people that we love and we like. We try to support you by doing this podcast.
Yeah.
And we hope that you also want to support us by just making a rating or taking time to rate, review, subscribe, share the podcast, tell a homegirl, spread the word. You girls know what it's like when words are spread.
Yeah. Wildfires.
Wildfires. Okay.
Mountains are moved.
He moves mountains. Okay. Causes walls to fall.
For sure.
With his power.
So perform miracles.
Hey, and there is nothing, okay? That's impossible.
Yeah, this nothing's impossible with the support of you all.
Yeah, so just take your time and do that. If you've been listening for 2.5 years, it's still welcomed.
The doors are still open. The box is still open. Drop your rating, drop your review, and we'll accept.
Yes.
We're always accepting.
So to show our appreciation for the sweet time that you take, Brittany will be reading our review of the week. Take it away.
This review says, best podcast for growth and self-awareness. I can't really make out the name, CHCHCH, and a bunch of numbers. But we still love you. I was put onto this podcast by a friend, and I'm honestly so glad she told me about it. See? That word of mouth, that spreading? This is what that does.
Yeah.
I love listening to this when I'm getting ready in the morning or during my commute, and it really puts me at ease and sets the tone for my whole day. Brittany and Germany really make the whole concept of growth and self-care so easy to talk about and follow through with. I'm so grateful for this podcast and how it has aided in my self-care journey. Thank you for this amazing review. We're so happy that we can be of assistance to you in your journey.
Yes, thank you. Love you. 213-557. Sorry, whatever the username is.
Yeah.
Thanks, girl. We appreciate that. You didn't have to do it, but you did it
but
anyway.
But you did.
Yeah.
Don't know why, but you did it.
Shut up. So we just also want to remind you that you can keep up with all things The Black Girl Bravado at theblackgirlbravado.com. We sent out our first newsletter this month, the first.
Yep.
So hopefully you got that. It's in your email. If you haven't opened it, because we do have a list of folks who didn't open it. We're making a list. We're checking it twice.
Trying to find out why you aren't opening our emails.
Yeah. So open it. It has some good tea in there.
Yeah.
It's filled with gems the same way this episode is. So if you haven't received the email and you want to receive the email, then go and subscribe to our email list by visiting theblackgirlbravado.com. When we put new product up, you'll get a discount code, all type of shit. So it's good to stay connected.
Yeah. It's the goodies. We love a discount, so make sure you signed up. Also, we have our Black Girl Bravado Podcast Homegirl Hangout Facebook group. In that group, we have conversations, extend the conversations here had on the show. We start new conversations. We share articles. Oh, this week we were talking about the B. Smith article. Did you hear about that? That was a little bit of new week, new tea.
No, I didn't.
B. Smith. Have you heard of her? She like the restaurants, cookbooks, black woman.
Okay. Give it to me.
Like the black Martha Stewart.
Okay.
So she has Alzheimer's. But her,
what a terrible disease.
Yeah, she has Alzheimer's. And she's married, and her husband, he was a part of her journey. Like, you know, they built up everything together. But her husband came on their, like, Facebook page and said, just want to let y'all know that I have a girlfriend now, and I don't care what y'all think about it, and she lives in the house with us. But I'm still taking care of B. Smith while she has, even though she has Alzheimer's, and she's happy with it. So there's a lot of controversy.
Okay, but why did that have to go on the page?
I didn't like the way he introduced her. So there's a lot of controversy going on about should he still be able to live his life?
Was the introduction of the girlfriend is just to so say that, hey, in the future, if you see pictures of her, this is why, because she's my girlfriend? Or if I'm posting pictures of her in the future, it's because she's my girlfriend? Why? I just don't get why.
I guess he's just saying like this is something new that's going on in my life. Maybe that could be why, but there's also controversy because the girlfriend's white and younger, so you know, kind of like a stab to a lot of people. Because people are saying like, if B. Smith didn't have Alzheimer's, would she be okay with it?
But then you can't take that out. That plays a factor. That plays a role in the dynamic.
The fact that she does have it.
Yes, Alzheimer's, dementia, those are some really, really terrible diseases. Like
totally understandable. Yes, and that's the argument. The argument is like, she's a different person. She's not who she was because of this disease.
And
right?
maybe they haven't been together. Like,
they're together. They're married.
No, I know. But together in the capacity of like a marriage where I don't know how old this lady is.
My question is, they're older. My question how is old? Like 60s.
See, he could still be like, I got a lot of life to live. He could still be very active. But because they've been together so long.
Why are they still married?
Because they've been together so long, so it might be beyond a marriage, like in the confines of like husband and wife, more of like, she's my friend, she's a life partner of mine, I'm committed to making sure that she's safe and okay, and I don't want to see her panned off on anybody else or spending money to use for a caregiver and all of this other stuff when we could just build this new dynamic. I don't know, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying I can see both sides.
So that's the argument. The argument is, Is he wrong? I think he was really tacky with the way he introduced
that
the girlfriend.
That was tacky.
The way he introduced the girlfriend on the Facebook page, I don't know why that was necessary to do, but anyways, he did it, and so that caused an uproar.
Yeah, that was tacky.
That for sure caused an uproar.
That was tacky. And we don't know how advanced her Alzheimer's are, because it can get really, really bad.
The way they explained it is pretty advanced.
Like she wanders off. Oh, yeah, no. Okay, so yeah.
Yeah,
no.
She wanders off.
Yeah, she's his wife by like law and, you know, the fact that they've been together. But shit, if he's with it in his right mind, it's probably tough on him too. And maybe if the girlfriend wasn't white, it wouldn't be so bad. Maybe if she was an older black lady, another old black lady, and they was helping to take care of his wife together, that would be okay. I don't fucking know.
it doesn't make any difference for me whether she's white or not.
Okay, I know, but people get very tight about white.
Yeah, and they are. They're tight.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
people
a part of the conversation.
People have expressed that they're tight about it. So anyway, we talked about that in our Facebook group.
Oh yeah,
dialogue.
All that to say.
Yeah, I had a little dialogue about that. So we can chat about anything in that group.
Just follow the rules and be nice.
Yeah, those are the two golden rules. Follow, be nice, and provide something about you.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else?
So last week's episode was episode 82, Own It, The Power of Accountability. So in that episode, we discussed the importance of personal accountability. We explored ways one may avoid accountability and how to be more accountable and the benefits of holding yourself and others accountable, because there's tons of benefits. So the girls were feeling that episode. You girls were tapped in. We were talking about holding motherfuckers accountable. And we gonna keep that same energy all year long.
Keeping it. We have to keep it.
All lifelong.
It's important to keep the holding ourselves and others accountable energy.
You move mountains. So today's episode.
Today.
In the spirit of love, in the spirit of Valentine's Day being upon us.
Yes.
We need to chat about it. February. Baby girl.
You're not alone. Valentine's Target never ceases to remind us that Valentine's Day is coming, is here, and is something that needs to be celebrated.
Yeah.
You walk in there, see all the decorations, the decor. You go try to get some candy. It's Valentine's Day themed.
Yeah.
If you want a coffee mug during the month of February, it's going to say, I love you, you love me, where we at? It's going to say something.
Yeah. Yeah, there is.
It's become really commercialized.
It has. So just a quick little background. I mean, if you're alive, you know what Valentine's Day is. You've known what Valentine's Day was probably since like Head Start or preschool, because you know they make you bring the candy grams and all of that.
Love that. You bring the Valentine's Day cards.
I mean, Gretchen Wieners.
And you give the big one to the person you liked.
Remember that in Mean Girls? Remember when Damian was giving out the singing grams? He was like, enough for you, Gretchen Wieners. Enough for Gretchen Wieners.
When you got the box of Valentine's Day cards, first of all, you wanted your mom to get you the ones that come with candy.
I didn't.
I did.
You just want your favorite character.
I just didn't want the plain cards. Favorite character was key.
Yeah.
But you get the big one, like you get a couple big ones. One goes to the teacher.
Yes.
One goes to your crush.
Yeah.
And then everybody else gets the other one.
Yes. It's cute in that capacity because everybody gets to walk around and hand out their Valentine's Day. You go one by one.
And everybody gets
remember
something.
That? Everybody sits down. Wait, thank you. You're waiting for your little Valentine's card. Thank you so much for this. Thank you. Thank you for this. But of course, as you get older, in high school, we did singing grams, girl.
Singing grams.
Yeah. So like the choir would come around and like your bae could go buy you a singing gram.
Okay,
and
too much.
It comes with a balloon and they come and sing a love song to you. It's like four or five people harmonize around your chair. It's like they come into class disrupting the class all the whole day. And they'd be like, we have a singing gram for Germany, like in third period or whatever. And then
how do they coordinate that? Like, they not in class that day? The people singing don't have to be in class.
Right, they're excused. So at lunchtime, you go, you sign up, you make one. And you can also just have candy grams delivered if you don't want to do it.
We had the candy gram.
We did candy and the singing. So you sign up. They come to your class, sing to you or whatever, and you're done.
Sing to me.
Mommy, sing to me. But yeah, so they used to sing some stuff like, L is for the way you look
too much
at me. You know, I would have been like, sing some Beyonce.
Sing love. What? So many things.
I think they might have said that too.
I got to tell you. They sang music, but I'm afraid.
I don't know.
Or what was Keisha Cole?
I should have done better. I mean, I should have cheated.
Shit. Sing that.
I don't know. But they got some bops. But at this point, I need 1 + 1 = 2, some sandcastles. You know, something that shows we've
something
overcome.
Mature, right?
Yeah, we've overcome. But yeah, so we want to talk about that. So just some background tea.
Yeah.
Some Wikipedia tea.
Wikipedia.
Valentine's Day is also called St. Valentine's Day or the Feast of St. Valentine. It's celebrated annually on February 14th, which we all know. Its origins are in Western Christian feast day, honoring one or two early saints, Valentinus or Valentine's Day. Mm. I mean, Valentina. So Valentine's Day is recognized as a significant cultural, religious, and commercial celebration of romance and romantic love in many regions around the world, although it's not a public holiday in any country.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not a public. It's not something like national, like
it's
we
not,
recognize.
It's not like President's Day.
Yeah, it's not a holiday. It's just like St. Patty's Day.
It's a day, right?
It's like St. Patrick's Day is a day to drink.
Yeah.
Remember we went out that year and had
that
drinks?
Was fun at Hermosa Beach.
Yeah, we need to run that back.
That was the only time I...
Wind it back, girl.
That's the only time I ever went back and celebrated that holiday.
Same.
You know.
But we have to do it again.
So in 18th century England, Valentine's Day evolved into an occasion in which lovers expressed their love for each other by presenting flowers, offering chocolates, candies, and sending greeting cards known as Valentine's, which is what we just described.
Yeah. So again, although we recognize that there's some religious background and context to Valentine's Day, ultimately, it's definitely transitioned to more of a commercialized holiday or celebration. It's very commercial. We just want to buy shit.
How do you feel about Valentine's Day?
Wait a minute. You know, in 2017, I think it was like $18 billion or $18 million, something like that, was spent on Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Approximately $136 or $138 per person.
That sounds about right.
That's crazy.
How do you feel about Valentine's Day personally? Is it something that you're big on?
No.
So if you didn't get anything, you wouldn't care?
No, I'm not that crazy about it. It's just kind of like, oh, okay, we can do something or we don't have to. And if you buy me something. I'm good with small tokens.
I'm expecting something for sure. I'm expecting something. It doesn't have to be like a bank breaker or anything, but I'm for sure expecting something.
Maybe a small token, but yeah, it doesn't have to be a bank breaker. I'm not one of those people like, I wanted the Rolex.
Oh, no. But yeah. That's just not me in general or you in general. Right. But I'm for sure flowers, expecting. Flowers. If you have nothing, no token, no nothing, then yeah, I would be tight. Flowers like, okay, it's fine. Valentine's Day. Like, what the fuck?
Why though?
Because I participate in celebrating the holiday and I want to be acknowledged. It's love day. It's love day.
I want to be acknowledged. Okay.
I want to be acknowledged on the day. So yeah, I participate.
Okay.
And so I think it's important if you are in a relationship and it is something that you like, then your partner.
Say it.
Your
Don't
partner
expect.
Should.
Of course.
Honor it and, you know, oblige.
Give you a
by.
Little something.
But
something.
If so, you have to make sure you communicate that. But you know, if it's not something that you want, that's cool too. You know, it could just be another day because it is just another day. But it is something that's celebrated. So.
Yeah. So.
Woohoo.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day. So let's talk about Valentine's Day. And we talked about the history, but we don't really
give a fuck
about any of that. Let's talk about what Valentine's Day has really come to be for us today in 2019. So we know that Valentine's Day can be used as a great way to reinforce the love you have for a person or the people in your life. It doesn't have to be romantic, but it is a time where you can go out for dinners, exchange cards, pay extra attention to your partner. That's what I like, you know,
the extra.
We kiki every day, so just a little extra. Yeah. I'm not asking for it every day. You ain't just I mean, some people do, but you ain't just popping up with gifts on the day to day. So hey, here's a day, pop up and pop out, show up and show the fuck out. But on the other hand, Valentine's Day can also be a sore reminder of loneliness, failed relationships, or even lost loved ones. It can be a real source of contention for some people when it's like, damn, you feel the pressure. Like, you've been single all 364 days. When Valentine's come, it's like, I'm really...
It's real slapping
They
ass.
Call it Single Awareness Day.
Oh, really? Well, that's better than... that's. I like that.
They call Valentine's Day Single Awareness Day because it kind of shines a light.
On the fact that
on
you're
On the fact
alone.
That, hey, no one's sharing me with anything today. I'm not feeling too great today about being single, although it hasn't been bothering me every other day, or it may have been bothering you, but today it's really
And don't bothering. Let it bother you. You know why? Because you can play Lil Wayne, I'm single. Yeah, I'm single. Single. Tap in. I mean, so what we're going to do here is just build a new framework around Valentine's Day, because everybody's not with someone.
Yeah.
Clearly, right? There's single people everywhere. So we want to speak to the single homegirls or the girlfriends who might not have a Valentine.
I spent a lot of Valentine's Day single.
And it's okay.
I spent a lot of Valentine's Day single. For one portion of my life, I was single for like 3 or 4 years.
And how were you coping?
Usually on Valentine's Day, like, I would probably go somewhere with a friend if they were free, or I don't really remember being that bothered. I might have been bothered like a couple times, probably like fresh after not being in a relationship or something like that. And so on the days when I felt like it was really going to affect me, the years where I felt like it was going to affect me, then I would just make sure to have plans with another single gal.
Beautiful. So what we're going to do, you have some great tips and you did things that we're going to share with you girls. What might be helpful? So some tips and tricks, some suggestions that might help you during this time of love. So, firstly, you mentioned like, hey, it might just be another day. What
are you doing? I was sniffing. I didn't want to sniff in the mic.
Like, you know, like, hey, it's just another day. So we want to remove the emotional aspect and practice positive self-talk on this day, because it can be tough.
It can.
It can be hella tough, especially when you're like, fuck, I ain't got nobody. You're going to have that thought playing in your head all day. But we need to just basically change the narrative. So remind yourself that it's just another day, you know, because we get really hyped up in the hype of or wrapped up in the hype of Valentine's Day. The candies, the chocolates, the pictures, the movies,
the advertisements.
Yes. All of the shit that makes you like go in your head like, dang, it really is Valentine's Day. But sometimes we don't look at the facts, and the facts are, you're the same person on February 13th. You're going to be the same person on February 15th. So February 14th is just another Thursday.
For sure.
That's it. It's going to be Thursday this year. So that's why I say it's another Thursday. It's just another damn day. So, you know, although the day has been created to represent love and couples and all of this and affection, ultimately, you're still good. You're still a solid person with or without it being Valentine's Day on the 14th. Tap in.
Tap. Also, remember to love yourself. That's the most important love. Love for self. So you can love on yourself on this day.
Yes.
Do whatever makes you happy. Cut yourself some slack. And remind yourself that you are lovable and worthy of love, even if you're not with a love or currently in love with someone in a romantic way. That doesn't negate the fact that you are worth being loved. And you will receive love when it's time for you to receive love.
Yes. When the universe feels like you're ready, this is the perfect time to work on thyself.
Yes.
Right? So also, we want to be grateful and express gratitude. This is a thing, like, this day gets people so down because they get to thinking about, I'm not with nobody. Have. Yeah, I don't have a good relationship. You know, I was with somebody, but then we broke up. We get, like, hung up on the fact that there that one area of our life is not maybe, like, flourishing the way it's supposed to. It might be in a winter, fall, winter season.
Yeah.
You know, and the areas of life might be going well. So take this time to write down a list of everything that you're grateful for, all the people that you're grateful for, all the things you've been blessed with. And when you compare your list to, like, oh, okay, why am I depressed today? Or why might I be sad today? No love from a nigga. Versus, you know, great business partners, good career happening, money. Yeah, life. Yeah, being able to eat well and exercise and move my body. All of these things will make that one thing that you don't have so minuscule. It'll be like, okay, why am I tripping?
Right, for sure.
There's no need to trip. Crip.
Another thing, focus on self-improvement motivation. So if you're in a place where you're feeling down about things, then that's when you want to flip the script and focus on setting goals and reflecting on the areas in your past that you might need to improve on. So when you wake up on the 15th or even the 14th, you can get started on something that's more positive. Mm-hmm. So we're focusing and returning our focus, reshifting our focus to positive.
Switching
positive
the energy.
Motivation.
Yeah, take that
look
sad energy.
Look at it like another New Year's resolution day.
Yeah, so take your sad energy and turn it into some other kind of energy.
Yeah. Maybe,
because energy is not lost or destroyed, is nearly just transferred, right?
Yes, and you don't have to, like, completely wipe your brain, zap your brain like the Men in Black tool and be like, I'm not thinking about relationships at all.
Right.
Think about the type of partner that you want to attract and the type of person that you need to be to attract that type of person. Write that down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And speaking about attracting people and maybe even ridding yourself of some people, perhaps you just suffered a breakup. So this is a really...
Yeah, this can really be a knife in hard time.
Yeah, knife in belly. So acknowledge your feelings, right? You don't have to try to fake the funk. If you're mad, if you're angry, if you're disappointed, whatever that emotion is and whatever it looks like, just feel it. It's okay to have the feelings. Just, we can't let things overwhelm us. We're moving out of those spaces. We can't stay in and be suffering. That's just sick. So once you acknowledge the emotion, you can work on releasing it and getting through the rest of the day. Because these niggas will drag you. They can't drag you before and after Valentine's Day.
No.
Like, damn.
Pick a day where you ain't going to be dragged. And let's just make it Valentine's Day. Also, an important thing to do is know what triggers you. Plan ahead and know what triggers you. So we know Valentine's Day is coming up. And if you know that there's going to be some things triggering you, prepare for it. So stock up on what you need before the... I know it's kind of hard because Valentine's stuff hits the stores January. Right after Christmas. That's the next holiday. But, you know, try not to go on the day closer to the day where it's like you're going to be overstimulated with Valentine's Day displays. Order takeout so that you don't have to see couples kicking in restaurants, tugging each other down. Maybe you'll take a social media break this day, so that you won't see everybody posting their bang and declaring their love.
Mm-hmm.
Your TV, we know the lovey, sappy movies are going to be on. Maybe pop in a DVD that you have and watch some shit you want to watch. Read a book that you want to read. Maybe we're not watching TV and looking at all the ads and commercials for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't find plans with somebody else, and you should plan on doing something that you like to do, ordering your favorite dinner, watch a new series, like read a book. Something so that you're just not busy and sitting, because that can trigger you too. Like, okay, I'm going to be alone. Everybody going
to
be out.
Yeah, and I ain't got shit to do.
And it doesn't have to just be a single friend. It might be someone who's in a relationship, but they don't celebrate the day. So they're like, hey, we can go out.
Yeah.
We can kiki.
Just like
mind.
You said, if I'm not crazy about it and if we don't want to do anything and you were like, hey, let's go to happy hour. Let's do a Galentine's Day. I would be down. It's just like, okay, let's do it.
There.
tap in, find out what people want to do.
Tap into your circle.
Yeah.
Your tribe.
Brittany, you just mentioned social media. So don't internalize social media posts. If you are on the gram that day, for whatever reason, if you work off Instagram or you do, you know, if you just want to be on the fucking gram.
Yeah. Because you don't want to flip your whole routine.
Yeah. Then just don't take these posts that are being posted hella seriously. But if you can't take it, then just stay off the internet. Fuck it. But it's good to remember that not all the time, but people fake it. Remember, we always talk about highlight reels. People are posting things that they really want you to see, things that are well, but the grass isn't always greener on the other side. And you don't have to condition yourself to be like, they probably fucking unhappy anyway.
Yeah.
Not that. We're not negating that people are really happy, that they are genuinely enjoying one another on Valentine's Day. But the grass isn't always greener on the other side. It's greener where you water it.
Just so water your, yeah, worry about water your grass.
Yeah, just worry about making yourself the best person you can be, attracting the best people, both romantic and non-romantic. And you ain't got to be bitter over the post on Instagram. You ain't even got to take them that serious. Like, okay, girl, like it and go. Here, girl, here go the like. Get out of my face. Done.
So if you're still struggling, like, okay, yeah, all that, I hear what you're saying, but I need to do something because I'm still feeling down. Treat yourself.
Yes, I love this one.
Go out, get you something, get you a haircut, get you a blowout, get you a facial, whatever. Take yourself out to a restaurant, dinner, go to a bar, splurge on something if that's going to make you feel better for the day and make you feel like, okay, I need something.
Yeah, tap in. That'll be nice too. Like, everybody's showering their bae with love. Shower yourself with love.
Be happy that you don't got to spend your money on somebody else that day.
Yeah, so take the money.
I love spending my money on myself.
Yes. So go to the bar, have a nice glass of Prosecco.
Okay, buy myself something.
Have a nice glass of Prosecco. Enjoy a dinner that you really want. Just take that time. And you know what? Treating yourself doesn't even have to be money spent. You can be at home, take a nice shower, put on your favorite bath body, whatever shit you wear. Sweet pea.
Good love spell. Soak.
Your love spell. Spray yourself.
Yeah.
With some sweet pea. Lay in the bed. Lounge up. Make yourself feel good. Whatever that looks like to you.
Masturbate.
Hey.
Hey.
You said it, not me.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you need to feel great and feel like you're not missing out on something.
Yeah, let one off. Let one out the chamber. Pow, pow. So, also, a fun thing to do is host a singles-only dinner party. So, invite all of your favorite single people and toast to your independence. And you know what? Once you bring all the single motherfuckers together, y'all might click up and become a couple.
Oh, because it's not just gals.
Yeah, we're doing men coupled with women. That would be nice. That would be nice if you plan that for like the first weekend of February and then hope some love connections happen or some people might get
together some like-minded people and see what pops off.
And you might want to link up with somebody that day and plan to go out for drinks on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it doesn't, you know, have to be it doesn't have to be anything.
Yeah, y'all have to be in the heart with it already. Yeah. Just a good time.
Just a companion. Mm-hmm. And then our favorite is a Galentine's Day. So you can gather up your homegirls, single or in a relationship, hit a happy hour, brunch. Just enjoy the fact that you have some non-romantic relationships to cherish. And these are people that you love, too.
And gals are nice, too. Gals and vows. Galentine's, yeah. And Valentine's.
Oh, yeah. And like, if you're a girl and you know that you have a friend, like, say you're not really tripping off of it, but you know one of your girlfriends is really affected by the day. Like Germany said, maybe she just went through a breakup. Maybe she's just been single for a while and this holiday kind of gets her down. Then take the initiative and be like, hey, girl, I'm free. You want to do something? Even if it's not on the 14th, you want to do something on the 13th. Just something so that person knows, hey, someone's thinking about me. Someone cares about me. And I did something. Sometimes all people want to do is something, literally. Something. They just want to go out, do something, acknowledge the holiday because it exists, and then they're good.
We good.
So be that person, take the initiative, reach out to your homegirl, like, hey, you want to go out? I'm sure they'll thank you for it and they'll love you for it because this is a day of love.
Reach out and touch
another woman.
Yeah, another woman. So also, you can listen to episode 69. That was our episode about embracing solitude. It was titled Alone But Not Lonely. So this is a great episode to tap in and learn about the art of being by yourself. It's not a bad thing.
It's not.
It's not. You can have, I mean.
And we grow in solitude.
We do. So it's a good time. Don't let this damn holiday, it's not even a holiday. I don't want to call it that. Don't let this day of celebration drag you by the ass. You don't deserve it.
Right, because guess what? On Veterans Day, we're not sad that we're not veterans.
Come on, bring it back around.
we let the people who are veterans celebrate it and they get their day. And that's the same with Valentine's Day. We're not going to be sad because this is a day that we can't necessarily, or we think that we can't celebrate. We can celebrate it in another way, or we can just be okay with not being able to celebrate it.
Yeah, because on the 15th, everything's going to be back to normal. Regularly scheduled program. Shit going to be on sale. All that candy, get it 30% off. Go ahead.
Candy going to be on sale.
Flowers going to be wilted.
Niggas going to be getting back going to back to getting self. Cursed out.
Right.
And then we're going to be okay.
And then we're going to be back to the regular. We good.
Yeah.
In a nutshell. We good. So hopefully those tips and tricks help you.
Hopefully. That's our goal.
So now it's time to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem. So this week we're back at it again with another Purple and Prosper product. Can you guys tell that we love this brand?
Back at it again.
We genuinely love this brand.
This isn't sponsored either.
It's not
sponsored. We were chatting about that too, because Ty is our good girl, and we love her. But these products are really, I mean, we can't rave enough.
They're products that we're using.
Yes, they work.
From
they
the
help.
Heart. They yeah. work. It's a great product. And so we're sharing it with you. Last week we shared our good skincare routines.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this is one of the products that I mentioned in mine. So it's a Calm Complexion Serum. So this is a serum that helps calm redness brought on by acne and skin sensitivities. It is so good because it is made with jojoba oil. And if you know anything about oils, we know that you should know that jojoba oil carries the closest molecule to match your own natural sebum. So it's not like you're just slapping hella oil on your face and it's going to sit on top. It's like the oil that your skin already creates. And so it's really moisturizing. It has turmeric in here, licorice root to help even out skin tones and hyperpigmentation, little lavender and little lemon. And of course, all of Ty's products are never made with sulfates, detergents, parabens, dye, or perfume. Mm-hmm. So this is an all-natural product. You can get it at purpleandprosper.com. We'll have this in our gym highlights.
Does that have an affirmation?
It does. The affirmation on this baby says, Faith, I live in complete abundance.
You already know.
Love it. Love this. So yeah, check it out. Hopefully it works for you. It has raving reviews. People said, I love this serum. It calms my breakouts and also works well on sunburns. This is some good stuff.
Yeah, she's a good girl. She puts a lot of love into these products. So hopefully you, if you need a new product or two, serum, something, if you're in the market for a new serum, a new mask, a new pussy soak, then check out Purple Go. Purple and Prosper. I always want to say Purple Go. Purple and Prosper.
Yes.
Ty puts a lot of love into all these products, so it's worth it. Now our girlfriend Gag. Our girlfriend Gag is where you can send in your questions, your comments, your concerns about an issue, and we will gag about it here on the show. You can send those via DM or email, contact@theblackgirlbravado.com. And today we actually have one from our Facebook group or from our Facebook messages. And you can send them there too. However you want to reach out to us.
Yes.
So, you can reach me by airplane.
This one came from one of our Facebook mommies. Mm-hmm. She says, I'm aware that both of you are in a sorority.
Skiwi.
What advice do you have for people trying to join the grad chapter? Like, getting involved and going to their events is one thing, but actually interacting with them and trying to get to know them is my problem. I'm not a person who just forces it, but it's hard trying to talk because majority of the time they are not approachable or just bougie.
Bougie. We are in a grad chapter currently.
Yes.
We are in a sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. We mention it all the time. Shout out to Ethel. We joined our sorority's in undergrad.
Yes.
So we just matriculated into a grad chapter. So I can understand how difficult it is to get to know people, especially when people are in a group or a part of a group that you want to join.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard at the graduate level, and it's even harder at the undergraduate level. You're already going to the events. She's already going to the events.
She says going to the events is one thing, but getting and, like, you know, approaching people is another, and actually interacting with them is another. Because you can be at the, we know you can be at the event all day, but if you're not creating relationships and speaking, then it can be, it's like you didn't even go to the event.
Yeah, you have to kind of take an accelerated approach. It's already hard to get to know people. In this setting, you really have to just put yourself out there.
And maybe find comfort and ease in knowing that grad chapter wants members. Okay,
they do.
That's the goal. We're looking for members. We're looking for more people to join the organization. So although it seems like people may be unapproachable and bougie, They want you there. We want you there. This is an organization that's going to continue to grow. So don't feel like, oh my God, you know, there's no way I can get into this organization. You definitely can. And you don't have to talk with everyone. Just finding one person to talk to is enough.
Yeah, a couple of people that you, and you know what people have to remember? Sororities are just like any other group. It's a group of women getting together for a common goal and to take care of business.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get along with everyone in the sorority because there's different personalities and perspectives. So like Brittany said, find a couple girlfriends, a couple girls, whoever invited you out. Did someone has to invite you out and get telling you where the meetings and the events are.
Or they might, sometimes people post on like community forums. So that might be how you're finding out about the events. But I mean, how about you start with the chapter president? Usually that's announced at the start of the event, and the chapter president should be the most receptive to, you know, guests coming to the event. So start with the chapter president. Hi, my name is so-and-so. I'm really interested in joining your chapter. I love the organization. Here's what I do. Here's a little bit of information about me, something that I can contribute. I love to be kept in the loop about future events. Can we exchange email addresses or business cards?
Just keep coming. Don't let up. It's something that don't come and then leave and then come. Be consistent. If you come to enough meetings or enough events, then they're going to like get to know you. It's like not a choice. It's not an option. Like, oh, okay, she is really serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, sometimes we fear what's different from ourselves. So if you're very
reserved,
or if you feel like I want to go talk to them, but they seem bougie, it creates a sense of fear and anxiety. But just step out. I'm trying to learn that too because I'd be nervous.
Yeah, we all are. We all get a little nervous, especially when it seems like somebody has something that we want.
Yeah.
That can really make you be even more nervous. Like, damn, like I really got to impress this person. But you know what? Be yourself. Whatever's for you will be for you. You want to join this organization and the chapter that whose events you're attending, you will.
Yeah, they. It's not that deep. It's not that deep. Hopefully you make the right decision and you're joining an organization that you feel connected to.
Yeah, and hopefully you like some of the people, literally, some of the events that they're hosting, because that's important too.
Yeah, and I know it's challenging because even when after undergrad, I took like a year or two off, 2 years or so. What was that, two, 3 years? A couple years off before going like into a grad chapter. And I was even like, here we go. Just because you just got a deal.
Yeah.
You just got to learn how to work with new people. And that's an experience in itself.
Yeah, because it's work. We're working.
It's work, but it's rewarding.
Yeah.
It's still rewarding and fulfilling. So hopefully you can click up, find a couple people. Maybe reach out to the person who's posting in that forum.
Yeah.
If they're going to the meetings, like, hey, would you mind if I sat next to you? Or maybe you can introduce me to a couple more people. I'm really trying to get to know other women in the organization, but it's been a little challenging. Do you have any advice? That's a good one, too.
And in the meantime, work on building up your resume so that you're an undeniable candidate.
Yes.
Because them none beat the stats, honey.
Numbers don't lie. Women lie, men lie, numbers don't lie. So that's really it. This was a quick, light little fun episode.
Quick, light, fun, you know.
Just giving you the tools and the resources.
Take from it what applies, pass on what doesn't.
Yeah, because we're going to be coming with some more heat next week.
Back to the grill.
Back to the grill.
Back to the grill. We live at the grill.
Yeah. Picking up some more shit to put out. So hopefully this was helpful to you.
Yeah.
Share it. Tell somebody about it. Do us a favor.
Spread the word.
Yeah. And that's it. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.